Will it shut down? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. On March 27th, the U.S., like a lot of its citizens, will reach its credit limit, which is fine since everyone wants smaller government unless you are planning on using a government service or getting a government check. But since we know when it will happen, Congress has time to act, as it did last week when it compromised on a higher tax on the wealthy so that tax revenue is now a done deal.
Is that done now?
No, it is not.
No, it is not. And that's the problem. On Face the Nation, you had the top Democrat in the House, Nancy Pelosi, talking about the need for further reforms in the tax code.
Looking at the tax code, putting everything on the table from the standpoint of closing loopholes.
And what kinds of loopholes would she be putting on this table?
Let's, you know, put on the table what it is that we can in order to increase revenue.
The kinds of loopholes that, if you close them, would bring in more money. But when the top Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, talks about tax reform, here's how he defines it.
I think tax reform is a good idea, but now that we have resolved the revenue issue, tax reform ought to be revenue neutral.
So Representative Pelosi's idea of tax reform is to do things that raise more new revenue, and Senator McConnell's idea of tax reform is to raise no new revenue. These two goals are what I believe we would call opposites. Oil and water, fire and ice. What I'm saying is, I know it's kind of cold, but if you're planning on visiting a national park, you might consider going sooner rather than later. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.